programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And once again, welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. Tonight, the 23-24 basketball season continues as the Crusaders welcome the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for an MRAC doubleheader. In game one tonight, Darren Koolstra's Crusaders, fresh off a Friday night road win over a very good Lamar's Bulldog team, takes on a rebuilding Sergeant Bluff team that stands 1-2 on this young season. In our nightcap, the Crusaders will look to notch their fifth consecutive win of the season as they take on Adam Vandershaft's Warrior unit that will be looking to even their season mark at 2-2. The Heelan Sergeant Bluff Luton rivalry will add yet another chapter this evening as the units square off on the Frelick family floor here at the Bishop Heelan campus. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Luis Torres back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary. Once again, welcome all of you who are listening tonight to another night of Heelan basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader action. KFHC, KOI, Catholic Radio, and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmot, Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computer. The 7th-ranked Crusaders have started the 23 campaign with a perfect undefeated 4-0 mark and look to build on what was their most impressive start-to-finish performance last Friday in notching a 63-53 win over an experienced and very talented Lamar's Bulldog team. The Warriors, under new head coach Matt Brighton, are looking to build on a 26-point win over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson last Friday after suffering season-opening losses to both Lamar's and Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. Thomas, it's always great to be beside you and great to return to the friendly confines of the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, and let's add another chapter to what has become really one of the best rivalries in Northwest Iowa.
Absolutely, and I just let you know, I just met Melina Snoozy's grandfather, and he was asking about broadcast down the road, and I was asking how Melina likes Heelan, and he says, you know what, as much as she likes basketball, she likes school just as much, if not more. So that's always good to hear.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, she's a talented young
lady. Yeah, she's fun to watch.
So here we go. You know, we've kind of got spoiled with this Heelan Sergeant Bluff girls rivalry over the past, 10 to 15 years. It's been super competitive. Right now you're seeing two programs kind of on a little bit of different path. The Crusaders coming off as state semifinal last year, returned some really good talent and added some really nice talent, and haven't missed a beat going into this early part of the season. The Warriors under Coach Brighton, obviously when you have a new coach, you got a lot of new bodies on the floor. It takes a while, and game four is way too early to judge on things, but to put it very frankly, they're going to have a tough time tonight with a Crusader defense that's really showed itself all year.
Well, and again, we're improving each game. Everyone's kind of finding their role a little more. We've defensively seen everything from man-to-man to full-court pressure to the half-court 2-3, half-court 1-3-1 trap. So Coach Koolstra has really shown the gamut defensively. And when you have to prepare for that many multiple defenses, especially ones that are really effective, it's really tough for an opposing team.
Yeah, once again, a big week here for the girls. They'll take on Western Christian on Thursday, and then have a very competitive game with ELC on Saturday afternoon and down at the Tyson Center. We will not be covering the Friday and Saturday night games this weekend, but again, we'll have coverage on Thursday when Western Christian comes into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. But again, as we said so often, Darren's not afraid to go out and schedule tough people, and that S-Ville Lincoln Central team is in a lower class, but a team that has really shown a lot of prowess statewide over the last few years.
Yeah, they've got a couple of collegiate players, future collegiate players at the guard spots. They've got a little bit of size. And, again, it doesn't do you any good to schedule on your open dates to go out and schedule, you know, patty cakes or in cream puffs. It's you'd rather lose a game that gets you ready for the tournament than win a game by 30 that doesn't do anything to improve your team.
Now, once again, you're listening to the Varied Group Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader basketball action from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be back after hearing from some of our fine sponsors who graciously underwrite Heelan Athletics on the home of Bishop Heelan Sports, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back.
I'm Patty Lansing, superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Over 600 students are receiving tuition assistance through the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation. These students are not eligible for an ESA this year since they were already enrolled in our Catholic schools. Without your support of MLTF, their parents will face difficult decisions. Learn more about MLTF by contacting your school and making your donation by December 31st. With your help, every child can receive a faith-based education in our diocesan Catholic schools.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertram with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts. I'm Bob Gurry. It's great to have you with us tonight for another night of exciting basketball action from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on the campus of Bishop Heelan. As the teams are warming up to get ready for game one tonight, again, it's the seventh-ranked Crusaders standing 4-0 on the season again. So 1-2, Sergeant Bluff, Luton team. Tonight's pregame is brought to you, as always, by a Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Again, we'll be back on the air on Thursday of this week, kind of a unique start time, our game day, as the Crusaders will host our friends from Western Christian as they'll come down. The Wolfpack will be in town for a doubleheader. Girls will tip off at 5:30, boys will tip off at 7. And if you get a chance to come out, especially to that boys game on Thursday night, you could see a special one. That's two teams that have a lot of talent on the floor, and right. It should be entertaining. In the past, it's been an up-and-down ball game, and should be very much the same this year.
Well, I would imagine when rankings come out that they're both going to be at the top of their respective classes in one of those first few spots. And two-way basketball, Northwest Iowa is really, really good this year. You've got Central Line, the defending state champ back, Western played in the finals last year, and they've got a lot of kids back. West Lyon just knocked off MOC Floyd Valley, who will be a top 3A team. They beat them by gosh darn near 20 points last Friday. And then Unity Christian, who we've had later in the year, is another quality 2A team. So Northwest Iowa 2A basketball for boys is going to be very, very competitive.
Well, there's generally never been a lack of talent up in Sioux County in that northwest region of the state. I think per capita, some of the best basketball you'll see nationwide.
Do you think it's because they have all those pizza ranches?
I think that could be.
Okay.
Man, look what it's done for you.
Well, I do my best.
Absolutely. But once again, it's great to have you aboard tonight. We're about 6.5 minutes away from tip-off. As, again, Sergeant Bluff's under a new coach. Matt Brighton has taken the reins this year. He's going to start tonight. One senior, two sophomores, and two juniors. So Matt's kind of going through the process of kind of reloading that ball team last year. Obviously, they lost a very talented player in the Harding girl and Hardy girl. And, you know, again, one of the things when you get into smaller school basketball is there is always that that propensity to kind of reload occasionally. But we know from the past that Sergeant Bluff, if they're going to be down, they're not going to stay down long. So I would expect a good ball game. And I'm anxious to see how the girls respond after, I thought, again, their best start-to-finish performance was last week against Lamar's. And
against a very good team.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how they respond to that. And crowd starting to filter in here. Nice crowd filtering into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. And Again, we're about 5.5 minutes away from tip-off. We're going to take it back to the studio and once again hear from some of our great sponsors. We'll also hear a pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crowdy. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on KFHC KOA Catholic Radio, the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics. We'll be right back.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Wherever you may be tuning into our coverage, we're happy to have you aboard for what should be a good doubleheader tonight. Girls tip off here in about 4 minutes, and boys will follow shortly thereafter. Always a lot of energy when Sergeant Bluff and Heelan get together, and tonight certainly will be no exception to that.
No, it's the girls' games over the years have been tremendously competitive, Sergeant Bluff did graduate a lot of girls. They've got the coach's daughter that's up playing at, I believe, at South Dakota State, maybe.
Yeah, the Hardy girl.
Joe Hardy's daughter. And so, well, the Crusaders have reloaded. And just looking at statistics today, as well as we've been playing, we haven't really found a rhythm shooting from the perimeter. It's looking at some of our three-point percentages from some really good shooters, and it's kind of scary to think when we do find that rhythm, it's going to be really tough team to defend.
Well, I think two things, though, Tom. We're starting to see the emergence of. We're starting to see a little more balance. Obviously, we've got the big three and Lee, Snoozy, and Stanley leading the team all with double figures. But we're starting to see the likes of Addison Kleiss and Addie Glass and Julie Verzel and some of those players off the bench coming in and getting more time and getting more contribution from them. And I really think we'll go as far as we continue to see the maturation of that part of the team.
Yeah, again, you don't have to be really deep, but you want to be about 7 to 8 deep, and that's certainly the Crusaders have as good a 7 or 8 as I've seen around.
Absolutely. So we're just about ready here for the announcements of our starting lineup, so we'll go ahead and shoot those off to you, and we'll take it back to studio then after that for a couple of commercial breaks, and when we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off. First of all, for Sergeant Bluff Luton under Coach Matt Brighton, here's what we project as their starting lineup. Number 10, Izzy Schaap. Izzy's a 5'8" sophomore, averages just shy of 10 points a game. Jaden Kneifel, number 15, is a 5'9" junior. She averages 7.5 points a game. Bree Van Dentop, 5'9" sophomore, averages 10.5 points a game. So, again, you got two sophomores averaging right at double figures. Number 25 is Cammie Van Kalsbeek at 6'2". She'll play the post position for Sergeant Bluff. Again, she's a player that averages 13 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 32, Addison Wheeler, a 5'5" junior, averages 2.5 points a game. You'll also see a lot from another junior, number 20, Maddie Kneifel. Maddie's a 5'10" junior, so you'll see perhaps a lot of Kneifel on the court at the same time. For your Bishop Heelan Crusaders, who stand a perfect 4-0 on the season, as always, are coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup will remain the same tonight as it has throughout the season. Number 1 is Maddie Demke, the 5'2" senior. 5.5 points a game for Maddie. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater and Northwest Missouri State recruit. She's a 5'8 senior, averages 11.5 points a game. Number 23 is freshman Melina Snoozy, 5'11 freshman, averages 16.5 points to lead the team in scoring. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9" junior. And Maddie does just a little bit of everything for you on that basketball floor. And rounding out that starting lineup is the multi-purpose number 45, Abby Lee. Abby's a 6-foot junior, averages 10.9 points a game and over 15 rebounds per game. So it's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee for the Crusaders. For the Warriors, it's Schaap, Kneifel, Van Dentop, Van Kalsbeek, and Wheeler for Coach Matt Brighton. So those are starting lineups as we project them tonight, brought to you by Security National Bank. Once again, tonight's pregame has been brought to you by the Verity Group, along with Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. We're just about ready for tip-off. We're going to take it back to the studio for a couple of advertisements. When we come back, we'll have the opening toss of tonight's ball game. Once again, it's Bishop Heelan basketball on this beautiful evening from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the doorframe? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Now we'll take it to the floor for the playing of our national anthem. Once again, a big welcome to all of you tuning in tonight, wherever you may be. We're just ready for tip-off here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. It's great to have all of you along. Tonight's first quarter will be brought to you by our friends at Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates. Our other first quarter sponsors tonight will be Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. As always, our scores and player updates are brought to you by Security National Bank. And, Thomas, we're about ready to rock and roll here.
Well, we need the Crusaders. Tempo. I think we need to get out of the gates running. And I wouldn't be afraid of even some turnovers early, just to make sure that Sergeant Bluff knows we're in a track meet tonight. I think that suits our game. It did Friday night. If you're the Warriors, you need to make sure you take care of the basketball, limit the Crusaders to one shot, and again, I think they're going to want to slow it down a little bit more than we are.
Yeah. We're just about ready for tip-off here once again. Make sure I get the right scoring column here. Crusaders in their home whites going to be moving right to left on your radio dial as Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors are being rode black as SBL is going to control the opening tip. But right away, Crusaders take it away on the turnover. They kick it up to Snoozy. She drives in. Other shot blocked. Nice defense there by Van Kalsbeek, but the Crusaders get it back. Well, Abby Lee with the finish.
Yeah, Abby Lee kept after it. Van Kalsbeek did a nice job of blocking the shot and keeping it in play.
1-3-1 defense employed by the Crusaders. They got Stanley up top, Lee in the middle. On the wings, it's Demke and Snoozy. On the baseline is Maddie LaFleur. They kick it inside to Van Kalsbeek. She's got a 17-footer in and out. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Abby Lee. Here come the Crusaders. They're going to push tempo. They kick it up the right wing to Stanley. Stanley cross-court. Snoozy puts it down. Back to Demke. Demke thought about the three and is going to travel.
Yeah, good call by the official. Maddie got a little happy feet there as he closed out and tried to challenge a three-point shot.
I thought good ball movement there. You know, they pushed the tempo, and yet they, when they didn't have numbers, kind of kicked it out. Crusaders employing that 1-3-1 once again. They're extending up near half court. Warriors, this time breaking to get it across midcourt. They get it to the corner. As we're kind of getting used to the players out here, there's a near turnover. They kick it inside to Van Kalsbeek. She kicks it back outside to Schaap. Back into Van Kalsbeek. She misses the point blank one, but their battle for the rebound is going to be won by LaFleur. Nice job by Maddie grabbing that loose ball. Here come the Crusaders cruising up the right side of the court. It's Stanley putting it down. She'll skip it up high to Lee. Left wing corner, Demke left side here. Demke's going to probe a little bit, take a couple dribbles, now bring it back between the circles up near midcourt. Kicks it right side to Stanley, back up high to LaFleur. Demke left wing. Snoozy with the drive. We're going to see another steps there. Yep. So a couple of traveling turnovers by the Crusaders on their last two possessions.
Early on, a minute and a half in, I'd say that Sergeant Bluff has the tempo strategy working that they need. Haven't been able to convert on the offensive end, but they certainly they've slowed the game down.
Wheeler's going to man the offense for Sergeant Bluff as she works against that 1-3-1. She has it tipped into the backcourt, but it's able to reclaim it. She tries to kick it over, and Demke steps in the passing lane. Then a nice pass up to Snoozy. Snoozy with the finish. Yeah. Great steal there by Demke. Great pickup and finish by Snoozy.
And Snoozy's so good at finishing left-handed, right-handed in the open court.
Wheeler with the ball here at high side. She picks her dribble up, has pressure. There's Lee stepping in front of Van Kalsbeek to get the steal. Abby's going to take it coast to coast. Now kick it over to Demke. Demke with the finish. Nice unselfishness there.
So unselfish by Abby Lee. It's really nice pleasure when your post player can intercept it and can handle the ball the whole way down the court.
Abby is really a stat stuffer. I mean, assists, blocks, rebounds, she does it all.
She loves Thanksgiving, the buffet.
There's Schaap with the ball. They kick it corner. Jumper is off the mark. And here come the Crusaders. That ball was blocked. Bree Van Den Top tried the three-pointer, had it blocked. Crusaders grabbed it and kicked it up. Cross-court Stanley. Stanley puts it on the ground, kicks it into Lee. Lee with a little jumper, and she knocks it in. A quick 8-0 start here in the first 3 minutes for the Crusaders. As once again, they're going to employ that half-court pressure. It's Demke out pressuring Schaap. And now finally she kicks it over to Addison Wheeler. Wheeler kicks a corner, nothing going there. And we're going to have, once again, another travel. That time is Bree Van Den Top. Had trouble with the pressure. Checking into the ball game is going to be Bailey Moreau. And checking out is going to be Addison Wheeler. Tell you what, Tom, against that 1-3-1, it's tough for the guards on the other teams.
Oh, so you really have to have a strong 1-2 and really a post player that can come really make themselves available for pressure releases. We're going to get Brooklyn Stanley open for an open three in the corner.
Stanley is a little bit short. Nice rebound there by Van Kalsbeek. Again, at 6'2", tallest player on the floor. Here come the Warriors. They're going to bring it across midcourt, get by the travel. They kick it up high to Van Kalsbeek, and she's going to kick it right side here to Moreau. Again, a lot of left to right here, not really attacking the basket as Schaap kicks it corner. She avoids a trap, and now the ball is stolen, and we're going to see a foul called on Izzy Schaap. Probably a good foul there because Stanley was in the process of going around her for an uncontested layup. 4:16 to go here in quarter number one. Crusaders throwing the shutout 8-0 with the ball, and they'll inbound it near midcourt. Big welcome to all of you tuning in tonight. Crusaders now going to attack that little 2-3 matchup zone by Sergeant Bluff. There's Demke. She had an open three, turned it down, took a corner, and they kick it inside. Nice inside-out look. Snoozy, three, good.
Beautiful shot. She was right in front of me, right up and down. Nice catch and shoot.
Melina Snoozy with the three-point bucket off the LaFleur assist, and now there's a steal by Lee. She kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley missed it. Jelly on the spot is Abby Lee. Abby with six now, and already Sergeant Bluff's going to have to implement a timeout. With 3:41 to go here in quarter number one, it's the Crusaders 13, Sergeant Bluff nothing. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Schalmer, Pitts & Associates. Along with those two groups are Saber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. Dom, they're just really having a difficult time with that pressure.
Yeah, they really are. And you wonder at what point they just almost some teams have better luck bringing their post players out to really attack that point so they can throw over the top. And I think you might see Van Colsby come out and just as a pressure release because she's such a big target. Because right now they have no answer.
Well, right now the turnovers far outweigh the shots taken by Sergeant Bluff as the Crusaders have jumped off to a 13-0 lead here in the first 4 minutes and 19 seconds of the game. As here comes Sergeant Bluff now. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1 still. I guess they've checked in. Addison Kleiss has checked into the ball game, and checking out is LaFleur. 1-3-1 still in play. It's Wheeler with the ball out high. Pulls up for the three. Looked good, just off the mark. Nice rebound there by Snoozy. She's going to hand off to Maddie Demke. Demke's going to move it up the court quickly. Again, Sergeant Bluff has pretty much stayed in this 2-3 matchup the whole game. Lee inside, kicks it out to Kleiss. Kleiss cross-court Demke. Demke on the right wing extended. Doesn't like it, so she's going to back it out between the circles and reset. She gets Stanley in the right wing. Cross-court Kleiss. Back to Stanley. Right wing. They go inside. It's Snoozy. She drops it down to Lee. Lee with a couple dribbles kicks it out to Kleiss. Shot clock is running out as Lee gets it right before the shot. And
yeah.
I'm not so sure that was a violation.
Well, I don't know if it was either. And I think Addie Kleiss maybe passed up an open three she could add.
So shot clock violation for the turnover for the Crusaders. Here comes Sergeant Bluff as they bring it across midcourt. It's Wheeler up high working against that 1-3-1. Van Colsby, as Coach talked about, popped out to give him a little pressure release. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be inbounded by Sergeant Bluff as they're going to check number 10 back into the game, Izzy Schaap, and checking out will be Bailey Moreau. Checking in for the Crusaders will be number 33, Julie Verzel, and checking out is going to be Snoozy. SBL gets it in, got a good attack position, kicked it inside, and had a point-blank shot, missed it. Van Colsby got the rebound. She missed it. Here comes Maddie Demke, the smallest player on the court with the ball, gets it up to Verzel, back to Demke. 2-3 zone by Sergeant Bluff. There's an open three by Kleiss. Nothing but net.
Flashed it in. Tell you what, she looks real comfortable. You know, she's found more of a comfort zone the last few games than she did early on, and that's great because we're going to need her down the stretch for sure.
Addison Kleiss with the three puts the Crusaders up 16-0. 2 minutes left here in quarter number one. Sergeant Bluff with the ball. They skip it left corner there. That's Vendentop, and she's going to draw the foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Maddie Demke. That's the first foul on the Crusaders. And checking into the ball game now will be Addie Glass, the 5'9" freshman. And checking out for a much-deserved rest is Abby Lee. Sergeant Bluff with an inbound under their own bucket is going to kick it up high to Wheeler. Wheeler working against the Crusader zone, has it tipped away, stolen by Glass. She kicks it up to Verzel. Verzel drives in and should have probably went in for the layup, but instead trying to kick it out, ended up with a travel call there and a turnover Crusaders. Really the only negative tonight has been a few sloppy turnovers in the offensive side.
Yeah.
16-0 Crusaders, 1:44 left in the first quarter. Crusaders pitching the shutout here early on. Wheeler with the ball, working off a Vendentop pick. Little two-man game. Now they look to try and post it up inside to Maddie Kneifel, but nothing going there as, once again, they're pressured. There's an open three for the Warriors. It's in and out. Good looking shot there by Schaap. Just couldn't get it to fall. Kleiss with the rebound. Here comes Demke pushing the ball up the court. Right side Stanley. Stanley cross court to Verzel. Verzel takes it inside to Kleiss. Back up high, Dempke. They spin the ball. Dempke an open three right in front of us. Boom.
Boom. Well, that might be three for three from the arc tonight. Three or four.
3 for 4. 19-0 Crusaders here. Under 1 minute left in quarter number one. It's been a fast-paced quarter. Not a lot of fouls called there. Wheeler kicks it inside to Van Kalsbeek. Good inside-out look. Sergeant Bluff with a nice look. Just couldn't get it to fall. Wheeler hustles and gets the rebound, and we're going to see a foul whistled on Addison Kleiss. So probably the best offensive possession for the Warriors there.
Right.
They touched high post, kicked it out to an open three, just couldn't get it to fall.
Well, I'm not so sure that their best offense might be take the first available shot and hope Van Kalsbeek can get the rebound, because she's a nice player at 6'2". She handles her body real well and keeps the ball up high.
New bodies checking in for the Warriors. Taylor Prosser, 5'5" senior, has checked into the ballgame. Prosser gets it here with 44 seconds to go. 10-second differential between game and shot clock. As once again, we're going to see a foul whistle. I think Addie Glass is probably going to get called for a reach there. That's team foul number 3, personal foul number 1 on Addie. So it's Glass, Kleiss, Verzel, Dempke, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders as Sergeant Bluff inbounds against the pressure. Nice steal by Julie. Verzel with the steal. Here comes the freshman pushing it up, and Glass with the spinner.
I love it. She got the roll, but that's a basketball move. You know what? She got it, and she put it really soft up the glass and got the benefit of the roll.
Little Euro step to her left and threw it back with her right, and it spun, and it went in. Crusaders 21, SBL nothing. Three touchdown lead as the ball's tipped away, and there's Snoozy with another steal. She's going to go one-on-one against Schaap and get hacked, and it's going to be a non-shooting foul, I believe. And they'll give the Crusaders an opportunity to add to this lead here with 8.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Big thanks to our premier corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and Bargain Center. They have been our first quarter sponsors as there's the ball lobbed in for the Crusaders up high. They're going to kick it over to Glass. Glass with a long three-pointer, and it's going to be hacked in the act. And she'll have three free throws with 1.3 seconds to go here as the call came from across court. Let's see who they whistled that one on. Foul's going to be whistled on Bree Van Dentop. And it's going to put Ms. Glass to the line to shoot three here and try and close out this shutout here in quarter number one. On the season, Glass is a perfect 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. She knocks the first one down. She'll have two more to follow. 22-0 Crusaders over SBL. Second free throw by Miss Glass is off the mark.
Yep.
She'll get one more. Take your time, Addie. Knock this in. 1.3 seconds remain here in your first quarter. A quarter that's been all Crusaders. Glass's third free throw is off the horn as well, rebounded by Sergeant Bluff, and that will end quarter number one. And what a quarter it was as the Crusaders throw the shutout and lead after one quarter of play. Crusaders 22, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, nothing. A big thanks to our first quarter sponsors. Once again, you're listening to Crusader Basketball here on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the non-stop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Alongside my friend Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. Luis Torres back into studio helping us out tonight. Crusaders 22, Sergeant Bluff Luton nothing after one quarter of play. And, well, Tom, it's really, again, as we kind of mentioned in the pregame, it's really programs that are very two different places right now.
Yeah.
And
it's in I hate to say this is a we talked about this maybe off air, but it's girls basketball for those listeners out there. It's really nationally having a problem because it's a sport of the kind of the haves and have-nots. So many girls are choosing volleyball over basketball that some schools are really struggling with their basketball programs. We're fortunate that we are not that school.
So Crusaders open second quarter with the ball. SBL implementing that 2-3 zone. Ball's kicked inside to Lee. Lee spins, kicks outside. Inside outlook. Stanley with the three-pointers off the mark, but Lee hustles and pulls down the rebound. Second chance opportunities. LeFleur across court. Stanley thought about the three, then drives in and takes a short jumper off the mark. Battle for the rebound is out of bounds off the Crusaders. It will belong to SBL. 7:31 to go here in quarter number two. Crusaders 22, Sergeant Bluff, Luton. Nothing tonight. Second quarter sponsors are Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Crusaders switch off into a little man-to-man here as they start the quarter number two. With the ball up on the high wing is Schaap. She dribbles it all the way across the courts. Hands back to Kneifel. Kneifel nearly throws it away, but it ends up in the hand of Wheeler. Wheeler takes it corner. It's Schaap with the dribble back to Wheeler, working the left side. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have a trouble getting this off, and we're going to see a shot clock violation there as the Warriors just simply couldn't find an open look. Came in the hands of Vandentop at the end, and she just had nothing to do but throw up a wild shot. Yeah. Didn't hit the iron, so shot clock violation.
Well, there's an old adage, shoot it up before you turn it over.
22-0 Crusaders here as they bring it across midcourt. It's Demke kicks it up high to Abby Lee. She pops out, a little pressure release. Now she's going to dive back into the high post situation. Going to run a double high post there with LeFleur and Lee. They clear it out for Lee. She kicks it out. Stanley, open three, is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Van Kalsbeek. And here come the Warriors. First time tonight they've really pushed it. It's Jaden Kneifel, and she has it stolen away by Demke. Demke up the floor to Snoozy. Snoozy left-handed dribble, and she's going to be hacked, and she'll shoot two there. Foul's going to be whistled on Wheeler. Addison Wheeler with the foul, and it's going to put Melina Snoozy to the line to shoot a pair. After one quarter play, Demke with 5 points, Kleiss with three, Snoozy with five, Glass with three, and Abby Lee led the Crusaders in scoring that first quarter with six.
Yeah, just so much firepower across the board, and again, when you can be up 22 to nothing, and your leading scorer really hasn't, you know, your two leading scorers have been pretty kept in check. It's just so much balance by the Crusaders.
Snoozy's first free throw is off the mark. She knocks the second one down, and that pushes that score now to 23-0. Nearly 10 minutes into the ball game, SBL's yet to find the bottom of the net as they've been shut out here. Crusaders implementing a little man-to-man pressure. With the ball up high is Jaden Kneifel, a 5'9 junior. She's playing catch over there with Prosser. There's Schaap dribbling back and has the ball stolen away. It's Kleiss with a steal. Left-handed dribble for Kleiss. Yeah. Left-handed layup. I liked it.
Yeah.
She went away. She didn't make the shot but got fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
She's laughing like maybe there wasn't a foul there, but she'll take the free throws.
That foul's going to be whistled on Vandentop for Bree. That's her second foul.
Addie's dad at Dakota Valley, head coach at Dakota Valley Boys, kept his winning streak alive the other night, and I think they'll have another big test tomorrow night.
Tell you what, that's an impressive win streak they got going.
Absolutely.
What is it? It's in the 60s now, isn't it?
If it's not, it's very close.
Kleiss nails both free throws, as you might expect from a coach's daughter. She's got a nice stroke there. She's got five on the night, 26-0 Crusaders here, 5:45 to go in your first quarter. SBL with the ball, working left wing. With the ball is Kneifel. Kicks it over to Schaap. Schaap tried to get inside to Van Kalsbeek and throws the ball away. Turnover once again by Sergeant Bluff. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, 5:34 remains in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders 26, SBL nothing.
If you're listening here, at halftime, Coach Geary is going to have an excellent interview with 2014 graduate Tyler Cropley. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Tyler's going to be honored here later in the men's game, I believe, as Stanley with an open three knocks it down. So Brooklyn Stanley finds the net for the first time.
And that's a shot Brooklyn needs to see start going in. She struggled a little bit from the arc, and as we're going to see, our Carly Coob's going to check in, another senior who really another young lady that can shoot the basketball.
Nice move there by Izzy Schaap as she drove the lane for Sergeant Bluff, but had her shot blocked by Lee. Goes out of bounds. And so it's going to be an inbound situation for the Warriors here. Lots of new bodies on the floor for both teams. As the Warriors kick it into Van Colsbeek in the corner, she kicks it up high, has it stolen by Stanley. Here comes Stanley with the push. 3-on-3, she goes mid lane, pulls up. 12-footer is just off the mark. Nice looking shot, got in the lane, just couldn't get the fall. Here come the Warriors pushing it up. It's Prosser with the ball, she kicks it right corner to Schaap. Schaap's three-pointer is off the mark. It's a long rebound. It's going to be corralled actually in the backcourt by Prosser. Nice hustle there by Ashlyn Prosser to get that rebound. We're going to see the Warriors step out of bounds there. That was Bree Van Dentop taking the handoff on a little weave action and turning the ball over.
Yeah. Just so far, no answers offensively for the Warriors. I mean, 29 points. Defensively, it's not like they're playing bad against a high-powered team like Thielen, but the old goose egg is a tough one.
Another freshman checks in the lineup for the Crusaders. That's number 21, Colby Carroll, a 5'8" freshman. As the Crusaders move around the perimeter, Colby with a look, three-pointer is a little bit off the mark, had a nice-looking shot to it. Long rebound by Sergeant Bellef. They're going to push it and get the and one.
All so right.
The goose egg's off the scoreboard as Izzy Schaap takes it coast to coast, and she's going to be hacked in the act. The shot falls, and she'll get one here.
You know, great job by Izzy going full speed and still maintaining control of that basketball and getting it off the glass nice and soft. Chance at the conventional three-point play.
Big smile on her face, too. You like to see that. Nobody wants to see that that goose egg stand there that long. If she knocks the free throw down, that's 3 points for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors as we near the midpoint of quarter number two. It's Crusaders 29, Sergeant Bluff 3. Colby Carroll with the ball, flips it corner to Kleiss. Kleiss dribbles back out high, gives it to Glass. Glass takes it corner. Kobe thought about it, turned it down, takes it up high to Carroll. Carroll spins it right side. There's Kleiss, pump fake, takes it in, tried to kick it inside to LaFleur, but had the ball stripped away. Here comes Sergeant Bluff off the turnover as they kick it quickly up the floor. It's Van Dentop pulling up and she's going to throw up an air ball, and it's going to be a turnover Warriors and the Crusaders with the ball. SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Join Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your exclusive second quarter sponsors. Here's the Crusaders working against that zone. It's Carroll up top. The freshmen are playing catch. Carroll and Glass up high, trying to play that team out of position. Now Glass is going to take it into the lane. She's going to pull up from 15 feet off the mark. Nice job by Maddie LaFleur of tipping it and keeping it alive into the hands of Kleiss. And now Maddie's going to bring it up high to reset the offense. Kobe, left corner, into LaFleur. LaFleur goes up, has it blocked. Nice look, though. I like to see Maddie looking for that shot inside.
She needs to look when she has those opportunities to score as SBL gets a free inside and misses a layup.
Yeah, a little defensive breakdown left Maddie Knifel wide open under the paint, but Maddie missed a short one, and then LaFleur came out of nowhere to tip the rebounds out of bounds, and so it's going to stay in the hands of Sergeant Bluff. Kleiss, Glass, Kobe, Carroll, and LaFleur on the floor for the Crusaders here. 2:43 to go. Crusaders up 29-3 as a three-pointer by Sergeant Bluffs off the mark. That was Van Dentop with the three attempt. Nothing
foul
fell
number,
there.
Foul number 20 for the Warriors. Maddie Knifel.
Distant relative of her, there's Mr. Scott Knifel, was the National Volleyball, or Division II National Volleyball Coach of the Year this year. I've known Scott a long time.
Okay.
Came out of Newcastle, Nebraska. What a coach over there. He's got a tremendous program at Wayne State. As the Crusaders miss the three-pointer there, Kobe with the miss there. And on the rebound, I think they're going to say jump ball. Alternate possession is going to belong to Sergeant Bluff as Julie Versal is going to check back into the ball game, and LaFleur is going to check out.
Crusaders have gone 10 deep into their bench here in the first half, and I think you're going to see as the second half starts probably very little bit of the starting group here.
29-3 Crusaders as a nice little high-low entry there as Van Dentop took it into the paint. She's going to get free throws as she is going to be fouled by I believe that might have been whistled on Addison Kleiss. Nope, I take that back. It's going to be on Carly Cobe. And it's going to put Van Den top to the line to shoot a pair. Her first one's off the mark. She'll get one more. She is a 5'9" sophomore. Second free throw for Bree is going to be up and off the mark. And looks like we're going to have a lane violation, and she's going to get one more opportunity here. So technically, that free throw did not count.
Correct. Great crowd shuffling in. Heedland JV boys took down the Warriors by 7 points, and the Lady Crusaders also got the JV victory tonight as well.
Yeah, a big win there. On the missed second free throw, there's going to be a foul called. That foul is going to be whistled on Maddie Kneifel. That's Maddie's second, and it's going to give the Crusaders the ball with 2:09 left on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders 29, Sergeant Bluff 3. Crusaders led 22-0 going into the second stanza. Crusaders with the ball, kick it inside to Verzel, back outside. Kleiss gets it in the corner, nothing going, skips it cross court to Carroll. Carroll tried to get into the high post. The ball was stolen and taken coast to coast. Nice left-handed layup there is off the mark. It was a nice effort there by Izzy Schaap to try and get the conversion, but failed it. 1:40 to go here. Crusaders once again with the ball. Cobe with the ball, kicks it to Carroll, and the three-pointer off the wing. It's a miss for Colby. She's had a couple good looks there to keep shooting that ball, Colby.
Yep.
As Van Den Top drives into lane, pops it outside to Schaap. Schaap takes it inside, and I think we're going to see a foul whistled on Addie Glass. Maybe putting hands in the back there.
The second quarter, 7-3 in favor of the Crusaders. That big first quarter as the Crusaders got out 22-0 after one.
And we've seen a lot of bodies come in and out. Now we're going to
35.
Caitlin Forth is going to check in. So 11 players have hit the floor for the Crusaders here in the first half. They lead 29-3. As the ball's inbounded, now kicked to the corner. There was an open look. They take it into Van Kalsbeek. She kicks it back outside. Three-pointers in and out. Nice look there by Schaap. Just couldn't get it to fall. 1:10 to go here as the Crusaders bring it across midcourt. It's Colby Carroll with the ball. Takes it right side, hands back to Glass. Glass is going to dribble up near the top of the key. Kicks it over to Cobe. Cobe's three-pointers off the mark. Rebound by Sergeant Bluff Luton. His Van Den Top's going to bring it across midcourt and attack the right side. Now crossover. Just above the circle, she kicks it inside to Van Kalsbeek. Gets by with the travel. She's going to put the move in on Porath, and she's going to get the and one.
Again, she's got nice footwork for a big post player, and did a great job from 15 foot of putting the ball on the deck and attacking the basket.
I believe they're going to whistle that foul on Porath, I believe. Yes, it is. So on Caitlin, that's her first foul. Caitlin's a 5'7" senior, and to the line is Miss Van Kalsbeek, and she knocks it down. So she gets the unconventional three-point play, or the conventional, I should say. 29-6, Crusaders. As Crusaders have only outscored Sergeant Bluff 7-6 here in the second stanza. There's a miss by Cobe from the corner. Sergeant Bluff saves the ball out of bounds. Shot clock is off, 27 seconds to go, and here come the Warriors now trying to cut further into that Crusader 23-point lead as Schaap backs it off, working man-to-man against the Crusaders. Nice little high pick and roll there, and we're going to see once again a foul being whistled. I think Porath might be called again. That is Caitlin's, and that's a non-shooting foul, team foul number 4. Take that back, that's number 5, so we're going to see a couple of free throws here. Once again, our second quarter sponsor tonight was brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. As Riley Fitzgerald missed the free throw, she's going to get a second one here. Riley's shot is up and in. And it's an even ball game here in the second quarter, 7-7, 29-7 Crusaders. Crusaders with a 22-point lead, 9 seconds to go. There's Glass is going to drive in, and she's going to draw free throws there. As on the drive, she got bumped, And I believe the referees are going to give her two. So that foul is going to be whistled on Miss Fitzgerald. And it's going to send Addie Glass to the line to shoot a pair. Addie is 1 for 3. Remember, she had that three-point shot, three free throws at the end of quarter number one. She'll shoot a pair here. First free throw is off the mark.
I think Addie needs to just slow down a little bit of that line, kind of get herself set, take a deep breath, and watch it go through. She's got a quick trigger up there.
Second free throw by Miss Glass is good. 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Sergeant Bluff brings across midcourt. Throws it baseline, the kick it inside. Wow. Had a really nice look as Van Colesbeek got a little touch pass inside and just missed the layup. And so that's one half a play in the books as the Crusaders lead Sergeant Bluff Luton 30-7. After one quarter of play, things slowed down quite a bit there in the second quarter as the Crusaders scored 8 points to Sergeant Bluff 7. And once again, your halftime score here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders 30 and Sergeant Bluff 7. And final shout out to our second quarter sponsors, Light Forms and Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, service master Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. At half, it's the Crusaders 30 and Sergeant Bluff 7. When you come back, we're pleased to be joined by Tyler Cropley. Tyler's going to be honored here later this evening, but we'll hear a little bit more about this young man and the exciting journey he's had in professional baseball when we come back at halftime. Once again, at half here, it's the Crusaders 30 and Sergeant Bluff 7.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virginie. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight's halftime is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors 30-7 after one half of play. The Crusaders threw the shutout in quarter number one, leading 22-0, but Sergeant Bluff got them back on track there in the second quarter, and our halftime score sits at 30-7. Along with Dave Pepin Real Estate, our other halftime sponsors are Mauld Industrial Group, Bush Tri Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specials. Once again, on your scoreboard at halftime here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's the Crusaders 30, Sergeant Bluff Luton 7. We are pleased to be joined here at halftime by a 2014 Healing graduate, Tyler Cropley, and Tyler had the distinction this past fall of becoming this the third Bishop Heelan athlete to ever play in a professional baseball game, as he teed it up in August, or was it September, and so tonight Tyler's going to be have his number retired here at Bishop Heelan, an amazing honor to an amazing young man. I had the privilege of working with Tyler and getting to know him very well while he was here, and good things couldn't happen to a nicer fellow, young man, and it's great to have you back.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about the ride. You know, we know you ended up on the ball field of Kansas City at the end of, in September, but take us through that last summer, because it had to be kind of crazy for you.
Yeah, all the way from spring training to September, it was a wild ride. Started the year on the developmental list, not knowing what was going to happen, and then just kind of kept fighting my way through, and a couple injuries here and there, and I got a chance, and ended up September 19th being the best day so far.
Okay. And so you're spending the off season now working out back home.
Yep, we're in Cedar Rapids.
Okay, and then what are we looking at? January, February? You'll report to spring training down in Arizona.
Yep, early February, right around probably Valentine's Day, somewhere in there. I'll head back down to Arizona for spring training, and then season starts shortly after that.
For those of us that might be spending some time in Arizona this winter, tell us a little bit about where your workouts are at, and you know, the availability and maybe getting to watch you play a little bit.
Yeah, our spring training facility is in Surprise, Arizona, just north of Phoenix a little ways. We share it with the Texas Rangers, and obviously they just won the World Series, so there's going to be a lot of fans out there. It's open pretty much every day. I'm not sure if it's open at about 8 or 9, somewhere in there, but you can walk around for free and check out what we do and watch us practice and all that good stuff.
So how many players, Tyler, will they bring in?
So for the big league camp, we'll probably have right around 60, I want to say, or between 40 and 60, and then for the minor league side, there'll be another 150.
So pitchers and catchers are gonna, they'll report a little bit earlier than the rest of the players then?
Yep, we'll report about a week earlier than the position players will, and they'll just pretty much get on the mound, do their throwing stuff, and then us catchers will be there whenever we need them.
So pretty much everybody that's at that training camp will either be on the big league roster or AAA in all likelihood, or?
Yep, to a certain degree. I know they invite a lot of young guys every once in a while just to get them some experience. If they have the prospect label on them, they'll get them in big league games down there in spring training to get them used to that atmosphere. Obviously, it's not like a big league stadium, but playing against those guys, it really makes a difference.
Okay, so Cedar Rapids to there. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a crazy ride. Tell us some of the places you've played. You've bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, I've bounced around. I was with Washington down in West Palm Beach for spring training, and then went to Auburn, New York, Hagerstown, Maryland, and then with Kansas City, I've been in Columbia, South Carolina, and down there in Northwest Arkansas, down near Fayetteville.
So as much as we'd like to see you with the Royals in KC, there's a chance you could be in Omaha then? Is that?
Yeah, there's a chance to possibly bounce between both for the year, but we'll end up see what happens and see what happens in spring training.
So it has to be just kind of crazy. Has there been times in your career where you thought, you know, enough's enough, and maybe I should move on with my life, or has the dream kind of stayed put with you?
Oh no, that's always there. I mean, you never know when your opportunity is going to come up, and with all the hard work that I put in, I knew at some point it would hopefully pay off, and end up paying off this year. No, there's definitely that doubt that runs in your head every once in a while when things aren't going your way, but that's kind of how life is sometimes too, where you don't always get what you want at the time you want it, and you just got to be patient.
So when you kind of judge yourself against the other guys that you're battling with the Royals, where do you see your strengths and maybe what are the things you're really going to have to improve on prior to, you know, in order to make the big team?
Yeah, I know hitting obviously is what's going to keep you in the big leagues, but defensively as a catcher, that's what's going to keep you there too. Whether it's your pitch calling, your defensive stuff, blocking balls and receiving, and then knowing a pitching staff too. I mean, you got to have the brains to connect with a lot of different guys, and some of them don't speak the same language as you either. And that's the one big thing, is you're trying to figure out how to communicate with them and what they need and when they need it.
So you had a lot of not the greatest year for the Royals, record-wise. What's the prospectus for this year? Are they happy with the development of the young talent?
Yeah, I know we're going out and getting some pitchers. We just signed another one today from the Padres. He's going to be a good starting pitcher for us. we're really young. If you look up and down the lineup, when we were in Houston playing, we had their lineup posted next to ours, and just the amount of service time between the Royals and the Astros last year was night and day difference. But we went out there and we actually ended up sweeping them down there in Houston. So really doesn't matter about experience if you have the confidence to go out there and play your best, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Well, so much of it's the development of your young staff and you know what you can do off the mound.
But yeah.
Tyler, my friend, it's a great honor tonight to have you here and retire that jersey. The whole Bishop Heelan family is tremendously proud of you. We know what kind of player you are, but we know what kind of human being you are, and you're a great representative for this school and everything that it stands for. So congratulations, my friend, and best of luck.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Hope to see you this winter.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. That's Tyler Cropley, 2014 graduate of Bishop Heelan. Tonight he's going to have his number retired here as he has become just the third Major League Bishop Heelan graduate to play in the Major Leagues. Tonight, this abbreviated halftime was brought to you by Dave's Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Fund, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists. We'll take it back to the studio for a couple 30-second spots. When we come back, it's quarter number three. It's Bishop Heelan basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. As our third quarter just kicked off, and the Crusaders were quick to score as they kicked it in to Snoozy, and she had the and-one opportunity. She came in, was fouled by Van Kalsbeek. Her shot went in, but the free throw did not. So after all of that, the Crusaders 30, Sergeant Bluff 7 here. We're just starting quarter number three as there's a steal by Abby Lee on the inbound, or in the post pass in. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. There's the Crusaders. They're going to take it into Lee. Lee with a little jump hook, and she knocks it down. Abby's got eight on the night. Pretty balanced scoring for the Crusaders. That lead now, it stands at 32-7.
Abby with such a soft touch around the basket. Again, all of her girls was really good, left hand, right hand too.
Schaap with the miss from the corner, but there's a nice rebound by Van Dentop. She just couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds off. Maddie LaFleur is going to belong in the hands of Sergeant Bluff. They'll take it out under their own bucket. 7:03 to go here, third quarter. Crusaders have dominated from start to finish here, 34-7, and Sergeant Bluff kicks it inbounds. They'll work against that Crusader zone defense. Schaap has trouble, has it stolen away, and it looks like Brooklyn Stanley just going to outrun the pack and get the layup to fall. So Stanley now with five. Demke with five. Kleiss with five. Stanley with five. Snoozy leads all scorers, seven. She's got eight. Abby Lee also with eight, and Glass with four. And Sergeant Bluff takes a quick timeout, gives us a chance to thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Tom, it was great to talk to Tyler, and what a riot. You know, he's a young man that really downplays everything, but that's a tough business working your way up to the bigs like he has, and what an incredible accomplishment.
Well, and again, to do it at the catcher position, a position, is, I mean, it's just so tough on your body, and yet those guys have to do so much, whether it's bullpen work, behind the plate, And he's taken every position, every job he's had in the minors and made the most of it, and he was rewarded this summer. Like I said, I was lucky enough to be in Kansas City on that night and watch him play. And to be down in the bullpen before the game and be able to yell down and talk to a kid that you had in school was a lot of fun.
Coming out of the timeout, Sergeant Bluff inbound, hitting Matty Dempsey is going to be whistled for a quick foul. That's the second on Matty. First team foul here of the quarter for the Crusaders on your Security Bank scoreboard, 36-7. Crusaders over Sergeant Bluff with 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. There's Wheeler. She kicks it left side. Crusaders come out in man-to-man. Van Callsbeek with a nice catch and finish there.
Yep.
Good use of her body there, the 6'2 senior. Got it up and in, and at the other end, Stanley pushes it up quickly, and she gets fouled in the act, and she'll shoot two from the free throw line. That foul is going to be whistled on number 15, Jaden Kneifel. So Brooklyn Stanley is going to make her first trip to the free throw line this evening. Stanley on the year is an 80% free throw shooter, and she knocks that first one down. Brooklyn now with six.
You know, Van Callsbeek at 6'2". If I was a GPAC coach, I'd be all over her. You surround her with some other shooters and people that can feed her the ball in the post. She's really got some nice skills.
Stanley gets both free throws to fall. That lead now stands at 29-38-9. As Wheeler's able to drive it through the Crusader pressure, 1-3-1 half court extended. Now it is stolen away by Dempke. Dempke pushes. What a great bounce pass and finish by Brooklyn Stanley. Give Stanley the points, yep. But give Dempke for
very unselfish play. And again, you know, they appreciate it. That's what I like about watching these girls is that they're an unselfish group, and they get as much joy as they do the score.
There we go. I was going to say, well, they're behind in the scoreboard. It's 40-9 Crusaders here. As Van Dentop kicks it over to Wheeler. Wheeler pull up three, or two-pointer is very good. Addison Wheeler there, baseline 15-footer, knocks it down. Other end, Snoozy kicks it quickly inside to Lee. Lee spins and kicks back outside to Dempke. Dempke with the drive into the lane, kicks it. Elbow jumper, Abby Lee, good.
Boy, Abby. Just what a balanced game by Abby Lee tonight. Steps out, hits the 15-16-footer right there.
She's on track for another double-double tonight as she's got 10 points to go along with 6 rebounds. And here's a steal by Snoozy. She kicks it up to Stanley, and Stanley's going to miss it. Gives it to Snoozy. Snoozy gets a miss. So I think Brooklyn's just trying to pad Snoozy's scoring there. Misses the layup. As Snoozy now with 10 joins Abby Lee with 10 as our leading scorer. There's a steal by Lee. As kind of a replica of the first quarter as the Crusader starters are starting to pull away. Quick three-point jumper by Snoozy. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
And it's about time to pull those dogs off, I think.
And now we're in our running clock situations as the Crusaders are up 36 here, so the clock will keep going. Another nice-looking shot by Van Callsbeek as she nails the little 8-foot jumper. Crusaders quickly answer, but Sergeant Bluff steals it away as Van Callsbeek with the steal. And Sergeant Bluff's going to bring it across meet court. 4:50. Things will run quickly now with the running clock as the Sergeant Bluff player had the ball stolen away from her. It looked like she maybe caught an elbow in the mouth. And Lee, who got that, Tom? Was that Lee or Snoozy?
That was Snoozy, I think, with the finish.
Okay. As there's a stoppage at play on the court, as the young lady is... hopefully she didn't lose a tooth there. See the referee picking something off the floor here. Stoppage of play. We're going to get some substitutes into the ball game. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Minor Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. 3:33 to go in your third quarter. It's all Crusaders. They are up 36 here. Sergeant Bluff with the ball and jumpers.
Again, up and Van Callsbeek.
Van Callsbeek now with 9. 6 in the quarter. Crusaders now working against that Sergeant Bluff zone. Spinning the ball around quickly. Now Dempke's going to bracket it up between the circles up high. Left wing Snoozy. Snoozy wide open. 22 foot off the mark. Rebound there by Sergeant Bluff. Nice rebound by Moreau as she pushes it up. Now gives it to Van Callsbeek. Van Callsbeek pulls up and knocks another one down. She's got 11. And the lead now stands at 34-49-15. Crusaders The pace has picked up considerably here in the third quarter. Glass with the ball. Back over to Snoozy, left wing. She's going to dribble high, kick it right wing to Demke. Back to Snoozy in the paint, kicks it out. Open three is off the mark.
That was Carroll.
That's Carroll. So they got kind of throwing some different looks in here. I like the fact that Colby Carroll is willing to spot up and shoot that three there. She's got a good-looking stroke.
Well, I like to see. I like seeing her in with some of these couple starters there because I've said before, I think by the end of the season she could get into this rotation. She's a very athletic freshman.
Here's Sergeant Bluff. Kind of adjusted to that zone pressure there. Van Colsbeek, 16-footer off the mark. She's going to get her own rebound. Kicks it out. Now it's stolen by Snoozy. Here comes Molina pushing it across midcourt. She's got a wave of Crusaders with her. She kicks it down to Colby Carroll. It's going to be out of bounds off Carroll. Turnover, Crusaders. As checking into the ball game for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors is Riley Fitzgerald. Riley's a 5'9" senior. As the Warriors are going to inbound from their own backcourt. 3 minutes left here in quarter number three. It's the Crusaders 49, Sergeant Bluff 17 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Sergeant Bluff working against that 1-3-1. There's Snoozy stepping in the lane, and she's going to get the steal and draw the foul. It's going to be Taylor Prosser with the foul. A good foul by Taylor because Snoozy was off to the races for an uncontested layup, and she stopped the action with that steal. So Crusaders will inbound near midcourt. Demke kicks it left wing to Kleiss. Kleiss cross-court to Glass. Corner three, Carroll off the mark. Snoozy with the rebound. She's going to put it back up and off the mark. Rebound by Fitzgerald. And here comes Sergeant Bluff pushing across midcourt, 2:25 to go. We're in a running clock situation, so things are moving quick here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, the girls are playing on the Freilich family floor. Great insignia there for the honoring the Freilich family.
And they did a great job changing my oil this week, so I appreciate it. Just one of our many, many great partners.
Julie Verzel checks into the ballgame for the Crusaders. Carroll will check out. 2 minutes left here in quarter number three. Crusaders up by 32, 49-17. Glass with the ball, left wing. She takes a couple dribbles, picks it up, kicks it up high. Stanley now goes to that left wing, back to Glass. Glass with a quick three. It's off the front of the rim and rebounded by Kleiss. Crusaders here with the second shot opportunity. Back over to Stanley. Stanley pump fake, pull up. And that's short and rebounded by Miss Fitzgerald. Here comes Sergeant Bluff. They're going to bring it across the timeline. Go right side. It's Van Dentop with the ball. Kicks a corner. Couple dribbles there. Picks a dribble up. That's Moreau. Back up high to Prosser. Inside. Now we're going to see a foul whistle once again on Addie Glass. Kind of picking on Addie. She's the first player in the game with three fouls here. And it's going to be an inbound situation for Sergeant Bluff.
Addie went to Sergeant Bluff for grade school after they moved to, they were on the north side. I remember her at Blessed Sacrament as a youngster, and then glad to have her back here.
Sergeant Bluff now with the ball. It's a scramble for the loose ball near midcourt, and Snoozy comes up with it. Crusaders got numbers as Kleiss tried to kick it up to Addie Kleiss, but she couldn't control it. Now Sergeant Bluff's going to turn it over, pushing it up the court with under 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Folk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures have been your third quarter sponsors. Crusaders, Snoozy, three, off the mark and on the rebound. I believe they're going to whistle Stanley for being over the back, and that's in fact the case. That's Brooklyn's first. And Sergeant Bluff's going to get the last shot of the quarter here with 33 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Crusaders with a comfortable 32-point lead here. So Van Dentop picks the ball up high. She nearly throws it away, but it's finally corralled and trapped by the Crusaders. But coming out of it and kicking it inside was Prosser. And we're going to end up, I think, with Sergeant Bluff getting an inbound situation. Julie Verzal was whistled with that foul. 17.8 seconds to go here. Inbound situation for the Warriors as they kick it out to Prosser. Prosser near the elbow, up high, tries to kick it inside. Julie Verzel tips it away, and Addie Glass gets the steal. And foul, I believe, is going to be whistled on Kneifel. That's Maddie Kneifel. And here come the Crusaders with just 8 seconds to go. They kick it up to Cove. Cove kicks it inside. Glass missed the short one, got her own rebound.
And a jump ball.
We're going to get a jump ball with 0.9 seconds to go.
And that clock should have run, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they keep stopping it here. Here's Sergeant Bluff. Not a lot you can do with 0.9. They're going to inbound, and that's going to end the quarter. After three quarters of play, it's the Crusaders 49. And Sergeant Bluff 17. Big thanks to our third quarter sponsors. And always, as always, a big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. When we come back, we'll have quarter number four. It is Crusader basketball on this fine Tuesday evening from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. Luis Torres back at the studio, keeping us going back there. Thanks, Luis, for the fine work you do. We're ready to start quarter number four. Tonight's fourth quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Tom, 49-17, running clock. Probably will not see, if we see, any of our varsity starters at all here the remainder of the game.
No, I don't think we should. And, you know, kudos to really Sergeant Bluff. You know, you get down 22-0, it's hard to really stay emotionally vested in the game. But they've battled back and really, outside of that first quarter, have played a fairly competitive game.
Well, you take that out of the framework, it's 27-17. Much more competitive play. It's getting a great opportunity for some of the players that maybe don't see as much playing time get an opportunity here. On the floor to start the quarter is going to be Glass, Demke, Verzel, Kobe, and Kleiss will be the five for the Crusaders, as Sergeant Bluff's going to stay in that little matchup 2-3 zone. Julie kicks it over right wing extended. Three-pointers missed by Glass, but nice job by Kleiss getting the rebound. Then she throws it away trying to get it up to Julie Verzel. So turnover Crusaders here on their first possession of quarter number four. We are in a running clock situation here, so things are going to tick along pretty quickly. The boys probably a little bit earlier than the expected 7 o'clock tip-off time. There's a pull-up jumper by Schaap for the Warrior. She misses it, but inside it's Van Kalsbeek, and she's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot a couple there, and Van Kalsbeek's been really the star of the night for the Warriors. She's got 11 of the 17 points, and here's a chance for her to add to that total. She's a good-looking 6'2" senior that really has a soft touch.
Right, absolutely. You know, something else tonight, as I see our old friend Doug Moody in the crowd tonight, down talking to Coach Joe Burkhart. They were my high school coaches my senior year. It was Joe Burkhart's first year at Helan as a coach back in 1984-85. And this is Joe's 49th year coaching Metro basketball. I mean, think about that, 49 consecutive years. He's on the bench at Sergeant Bluff, and, well, I tell you what, that is fantastic.
Sergeant Bluff got the steal, and Bree Van Dentop took it coast-to-coast, got the two at the other end.
Boom.
It's Maddie Demke with the three. Well,
Maddie's been shooting the ball really well this year from the arc. I think she's about 35%, and if we can get that, have her hitting open shots, that's going to bode well for the Crusaders.
The other end, Sergeant Bluff turns it over, so Maddie now with eight on the night. Says Versal's going to kick into Demke. Demke will run the offense. She's got Glass and Kleiss along with Kobe. And Verzel on the floor with her as they kick it over to Addie Kleiss. Kleiss over to Demke. Demke right wing extended, kind of directing the team around. Now she's going to drive in, kicks to Julie Verzel, over to Kleiss. Kleiss wide open three, left side off the mark, rebounded nicely by Sergeant Bluff. That was Van Dentop with the rebound for Sergeant Bluff. As Wheeler's going to bring it across midcourt, Crusaders in that 1-3-1 zone defense. As Julie Verzel is going to tie up Wheeler, it's alternate possession is going to belong to Sergeant Bluff, so it's going to stay right here with 6:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Crusaders up comfortably 52-21 in a game that saw the Crusaders jump to a 22-0 first quarter lead and just really never look back. Sergeant Bluff now playing catch up high. Wheeler kicks it into Von Kalsbeek. Nice job by Glass tipping it away. Here comes Maddie Demke. Takes it behind the back. Pushes across midcourt. She's got Kleiss to her left. She's got Berzel to her right. Julie had the look. Kicks it back up to Demke. Kleiss is kind of winding up there on that left wing. Her three-pointer's off the mark. Once again, nice rebound there by Van Dentop. And she's going to bring it across midcourt. Kick flips it back. There's an open three for Sergeant Bluff. It's going to be a little bit short. And here come the Crusaders. Demke with the rebound. She's going to push one on two, then pull it back. Nearly lost control of it. Finally gets it to Kleiss. Kleiss skips it over to Addie Glass. Addie Glass's three is boom, good.
There you go, boom. And Addie has that ability to shoot the three, and that was a nice rhythm shot.
Glass has seven off the bench. Lead stands at 34-55-31. Crusaders. Here's Sergeant Bluff working against that Crusader zone. We're going to see Demke committing the foul on the baseline. That's probably going to be it for Maddie Demke here with 5 minutes left in your ball game. As checking into the ball game is going to be number 13, Ashlyn Yoakum, the 5'5" sophomore. And Ashlyn's got a good motor to her as well. She gets up and down the floor nicely. There's a little runner by Sergeant Bluff that's off the mark, but Van Kalsbeek's there for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession belongs to the Crusaders. Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Join Prime Bank and St. Augustine Indian Mission as your fourth quarter sponsors. There's Yoakum. She's going to be whistled for the foul. Put the pump fake and just took that extra step. Colby Carroll's going to check in the ball game, and Maddie Demke is going to call tonight. Another nice night for Maddie. She ends the night with 8 points. Handful of assists as well as we get a timeout on the floor. That's a full timeout. We're going to take one with you. Once again, with 4:19 to go in the fourth quarter, it's the Crusaders 55, Sergeant Bluff 21. We'll be right back.
Bless children and families in need with the most meaningful gifts of the season. God wills for all of us to be whole in every way, but the struggles of life often get in the way. Your Christmas gift to Catholic Charities will mean no one must face mental health challenges alone. Give Christ's gifts of peace, hope, joy, and love at Christmas Eve or Day Masses, or by mail, or at cathchar.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. We're high above the O'Gorman Fieldhouse here, looking down at the beautiful Frelick family floor. Crusaders with a 55-21 lead over Sergeant Bluff Luton with 4:19 to go. The starters for the Crusaders have found a spot on the bench. We're starting to see a lot of our younger players on the court for the rest of the ball game here. Crusaders look like they're well on the road to moving to 5-0 on the season as they'll prepare for Western Christian to come to town on Thursday. Here's Sergeant Bluff now coming out of the timeout. They're spinning the ball up high against the Crusader man-to-man defense. Their baseline dribble by Schaap off the mark. Van Dentop outside right back to Schaap. They kick it into Van Kalsbeek. Nice job by Julie Berzel digging down and tipping it out of bounds. Of course, Jaws is the big sister of Julie and currently a basketball assistant up at South Dakota State University. Julie with the ball, kicks it to Glass. Glass with a quick three off the mark. Scramble for the rebound. He's going to be brought down by Van Dentop. And here comes Sergeant Bluff. They're going to push it. Schaap takes it deep. Nice pass to Moreau. She couldn't get the finish. And the rebound's going to be corralled by Colby Carroll. Yoakum up the floor quickly. Tried to kick it inside. I like the look.
I did too. Run on the court. Everybody's filling their lane. Nice fast break.
That was Carly Cobb filling the lane there. The ball's tipped out of bounds by Sergeant Bluff. The ball's going to be inbounded by the Crusaders there as it looks like Julie Verzel is going to get the honors of kicking the inbound situation in here. There's Colby crashing. Now they kick it out high to Cobb. Back up high to Glass. Five around the horn. Kolb, three. Off the back of the horn, it's going to be rebounded by Van Colsbeek. Here comes Sergeant Bluff. Van Den Top with the ball. Left-hand dribble goes right around Yoakum and gets the hand one. Nice. Really nice move.
Very nice move. Good left hand, a great finish.
So that's 4 points on the night for Bree Van Den Top, 5'9" sophomore. The foul's going to be called, whistled on Ashley Yoakum. That's her first. Here's an opportunity for Van Den Top to get the old-fashioned three-point play. She misses it, but Dan Colsbeek with the rebound and the putback.
And again, I think she's got to be in double. It's 14 points for Van Colsbeek.
I've got her for 15. So here come the Crusaders. There's Yoakum, three-pointer from the corner off the mark. Rebound by Kneifel. As the Warriors going to bring it across midcourt with 2.5. And Yoakum got a little too aggressive at midcourt, I believe. Or no, they
called the travel. I think I would have called the block. So but, hey, we'll take it.
Turnover, Sergeant Bluff. Here's the Crusaders once again with the ball. As the Crusaders are going to take time out here with 2:13 to go. Gives us one more chance to thank our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They are your premier fourth quarter sponsors. Our other fourth quarter sponsors include Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, Five Star Awards, and more. And Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 55, Sergeant Bluff 25 here with 2:13 left in your ballgame. A reminder that the Nightcap will pit the same two teams, the boys, this time as the 4-0 Crusaders will take on the 1-2 Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. We've had a chance to coach against and play against Adam Vandershaft's teams for a lot of years, Tom, and not many better coaches around the state of Iowa.
No, he does. I mean, he does as good a job with no matter who he has, as you're going to find, and I would expect nothing different. He's got a very young team this year, and it's going to be interesting to see where they are tonight because they always get better at the end of the season.
Carroll with the ball inbounds. Now they're going to set up to Verzel up high. Little matchup zone by Sergeant Bluff. Colby Carroll kicks it right wing to Glass. Cross-court Cobe. Corner Yoakum. Cross-court. There's Glass dribbling in, 13-footers, in and out. Good-looking shot, just couldn't fall there. Van Den Top has the ball stolen away, and Ashley Yoakum gets the putback. So Ashley's on the board.
Great job by Julie Verzel, putting the pressure on there to get that turnover.
57-25 Crusaders here. Again, the Crusaders opened up the game 22-0 after one quarter of play and have never looked back as Van Den Top drives in and once again is going to get to the free throw line. This time Colby Carroll is going to be whistled for the foul. That's Miss Carroll's first, and it's going to put Van Den Top to the line to shoot a pair. She is 0-for-3 tonight, so let's see if she can get a couple to fall here. 57-25 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. 92 seconds left in your ball game. First free throw is up and good. 57-26. One more free throw to follow. Shot is up and short. Rebound's going to be Carell. And battle for it. Tipped out of bounds. Belongs to the Crusaders in the backcourt. 125 and running here as we near the end of this. Crusaders will move to 5-0 on the season. And, again, next action will be on Thursday night when they entertain Western Christian. There's Glass with the ball in the offensive end. Carroll kicks it over. Left wing. High post. Verzel. Back to the right side. Glass, a little runner, has it partially blocked, and it's going to be scrambled for underneath. Carly Cope with a nice rebound there. Glass gets a shot blocked again. Crusaders going to maintain possession. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Glass, left corner, good. Eddie Glass with another three. And she, I believe, joins double figures tonight with 10. Yeah, Sergeant Bluff's going to bring it across. 41 seconds left in your ball game. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. 60-27 Crusaders as the three-pointers off the horn by Sergeant Bluff. But Van Colsbeek set up for the rebound. Missed the short one. And it's going to be whistled for the foul as Colby Carroll couldn't quite grab that rebound. Yeah. And we're going to call it a non-shooting foul. So the clock continues to run. And Sergeant Bluff's going to inbound it.
It should be running. Oh. I don't know what they're...
It was the 15 fouls.
So oh, it was gonna, a foul. Get so free throws there. So they'll stop the clock here. Yeah.
And unofficially. Cammy Van Kalsbeek with 15, make it 16, and she knocks that free throw down, leads the Warriors in scoring. 16 of the 26 belong to Miss Van Kalsbeek. The second free throw is off the mark, but the rebound comes down to Posser, and Sergeant Bluff's going to get another opportunity here as they kick it to Knifel, and inside it goes as Van Kalsbeek gets another bucket. 60-28 as Glass has it on the right wing, skips it left wing to Cope. They're going to back it off. I believe they're just going to hold the ball and let the clock run out. So your final tonight from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's the Crusaders moving to 5-0 on the season with a 60-28 victory over Sergeant Bluff. Sergeant Bluff falls to 1-3 on the season. Once again, the final in your girls' game here. Game one of two tonight, it's the Crusaders 60 and Sergeant Bluff 28. Final shout-out to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice to Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Once again, your final, 60-28. We're going to send it back to studio and get a long line of advertisements here from some of our great sponsors, Underwrite Healing Athletics. When we come back, we'll tie up the bow on this game and set the stage for game number two. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader postgame show here. It's brought to you by our premier sponsor, that's Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer. Other sponsors for the post game include Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler and of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your final tonight from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, Crusaders 60 and Sergeant Bluff 28. Tom, not altogether unexpected.
No, it's
Crusaders, what you want to see is come out when you're probably the better team, come out that first quarter and leave no doubt, and that's really the case.
Right, and you want to come out in that second half and still play with some energy, and I thought we did that. I think we had some kids kind of knock down some shots tonight that maybe it's from the struggling from the arc. And a lot of balance, a lot of kids in the scoring column, so. That's a tough game. But I give Sergeant Bluff credit. I think they improved as the night went on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
They got and really an impressive night for Jamie Van Galsbeek with a big night for her, unofficially 16 points for her. She was really the main offensive threat, the 6'2 senior. Really nice job for them. Again, they fall to 1-3 on this young season. A lot of basketball left in the years. As Tom said, you know, that was a team that got used to the pace of the play, got used to the defensive pressure, and picked it up as the game went on. But it really, from start to finish, was dominated by the Crusaders. Real quickly, your scoring recap. Unofficially here, Dempke with 9, Kleiss with 5, Stanley with 9, Yoakum with 2, Snoozy with 15, Glass with 10, and Abby Lee with 10 for the Crusaders. Again, a game that was pretty much dominated start to finish by the Crusaders. Again, they move to 5-0. They'll entertain Western Christian at 5:30, tip off at 5:30 on Thursday night. We'll be here for coverage of both those games from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, and then the girls will join the tournament action as they'll go to the Tyson Event Center for a game against a very good Estherville Lincoln Central team on Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, we're not going to cover that game, but if you get a chance to come out and see that, there's some good teams coming into that.
Walkie Northwest will be up. The boys play Caledonia, the alma mater of one Andy Foster, on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Caledonia has a tradition-rich athletic school, basketball and football. And so we expect a very good game on Friday night with the boys as well.
And Andy says Caledonian builds them all like him. 6'8", and good looking.
Big and slow.
That is a powerhouse, though, dating all the way back to when Andy was playing. They have been a perennial powerhouse in both basketball and football up in that part of Minnesota and statewide in Minnesota. So, once again, your girls' final is 60-28. We're going to take it back to the studio and let Luis run some advertisements here and hear from some of our great sponsors. Underwrite Heelan Athletics. Once again, your postgame tonight is brought to you, as it always is, by our Knights of Columbus agents. They are Neil Pfeiffer, along with Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Once in the book, 60-28 Crusaders. Is we'll set the stage for game number two when we come back. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.